60% of Africa's total population is under the age of 35. That's a lot of young people, some of whom expect to be the next local and world leaders.
I would describe myself aptly as a businesswoman, a broadcaster, and a world changer.
Faith Mongope is wearing long fake lashes that accent her bright eyes, which are focused squarely on the future of the young people in her country.
I hail from South Africa, really the concrete jungle of Johannesburg.
Faith says 60 to 70% of young adults in South Africa are unemployed. To fight that, she founded a business training group.
Basically, what we do is we take them through, it's about a three-day forum where we take them through the one-on-one basic business practices. Then we identify those sectors of industry that really need the penetration of young people, young owners of industries.
While she spends a good deal of time teaching entrepreneurship, she says there's also room for her to learn more. That's why she's here.
What I'm learning to do is expand the business model that I currently have further.
Right now, her business is just reaching young people in South Africa, but she thinks it can be expanded, and she has her sights set next on Nigeria. Florence Kamida is also in Austin to learn about becoming a business leader.
I'm from Kenya. We pride in the fact that we share Obama with you guys. It's a beautiful country. And I love being there.
But Florence noticed a problem in some of the country's rural areas.
We actually went to a school to donate some desks. Being a mixed school, we did not see many girls. So when we asked the head teacher where the girls were, he actually told us it's that time of the month.
Florence was shocked to learn these girls were missing school because they could not afford sanitary pads.
It's a very poor community, and they use cloths to contain their flow. And at the age of 9, 10, some of them are even having sex with the boys in the villages to get money to buy the towels. Towels in my country are really, really expensive. They cost at least $2. And for families that survive on less than a dollar a day, buying sanitary towels is not a priority.
Florence started by getting her friends to donate sanitary pads or towels, but says in the long term, that model isn't as sustainable or as effective as starting a company to create cheaper options for girls.
There's an invention that was done in India. They are converting banana stems into fiber that is used to make the sanitary towels. In Kenya, we have 1.4 million tons of bananas every year. When the farmers harvest, it's actually agricultural waste. So I am actually recycling that to make something great for the girls.
Florence has started an online fundraising campaign in her time at UT to get her company, called Pad Heaven, off the ground. And South African businesswoman Faith says the leadership initiative has inspired her.
And the most amazing thing is the actual mantra of you know, the University of Texas Austin, which is what starts here changes the world. And that is so true. What if you allow yourself, whenever situation you're in, and you allow yourself to be present within that situation, you really can change the world.
And the women agree that if Africa's leaders could learn to get along like the diverse group of 25 at UT has, the continent would be much better off. From here, Faith Florence and the rest of the young leaders head to Washington for a full summit and to meet President Obama. Laura Rice, KUT News.